Hello, my name's Jeremy, and I'll be your interlocutor for today. And you are?
Maya Novak.
Nice to meet you, Maya. Exam begins. Language Cert ESOL International Speaking and Listening Achiever Level, the 20th of October. Now, part one. I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself. First, the internet. Do you like shopping on the internet?
I like shopping. The internet is cheap. I buy clothes sometimes and things like sports shoes. I also buy some books. That's all, I think.
Okay, thank you. Now, transport. What's the best means of transport where you live?
I live in London. All use the underground. It is going fast, but little not cheap.
I see. Now, food and drink. How often do you eat unhealthy food?
I like hamburger and pizza very much. I eat many. I don't know to cook, so often I buy takeaways. It's not good, but it's delicious.
Okay. Our next topic is sports. What's your favorite sport?
Oh, I don't like sports, but sometimes I see tennis with my best friend. He likes, so I see together. I think sports boring.
I see. Thank you, Maya. Now part two. We're going to role play some situations. I want you to start or respond. First situation. We're friends. I start. Would you like to come to a concert with me tonight?
What is this concert?
It's a classical music concert.
Oh, I love classical. Where is it?
It's in the new concert hall in the city centre at 7 o'clock.
And the ticket is good price?
It's okay. It's £10.
Okay. Let's meet out of the hall, okay?
Okay, Maya. See you there. Second situation. We work in the same office. You're late for work again. You start.
I'm sorry for late, but the bus was late.
Yes, but this is the second time this week.
I know. The boss is angry.
She isn't here yet. You're lucky. But you must do something about it.
What to do if the bus is late? I wait.
Take the underground or leave home earlier.
Yes, maybe I do that next time. Sorry.
It's okay. Now part three. In this part of the test, we're going to discuss something, all right? We want to take a guest on a half-day tour around the city, but we haven't decided which places to visit. Here are some ideas. Let's ask and answer questions to help us decide which places we'd like to take our guest to. I start. Our guest is coming tomorrow, and we must decide where to take him. I was thinking of the London Eye, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
Oh, the London Eye. I went last week. It's very great for visitors because they see the city.
Yes, the view from there is magnificent. What else can you suggest for a half-day tour?
The Big Ben or the Trafalgar Square. It's famous and tourists like take photographs. What do you say?
Well, it's not a bad idea, but I think that a visit to a place like Tate Modern would be more interesting.
A museum? I don't know. The most of people don't like museums. They like walk around in shops.
So what do you suggest?
Carnaby Street is good there because people can shop and drink coffee.
That's a good idea. Is there another place that you have in mind?
Yes. Hyde Park. It's beautiful and relaxed. You can sit nearby lake or walk below trees. I love the quiet. What do you think?
It sounds good. So, where shall we take our visitor?
The London Eye and Hyde Park.
Okay, Maya. Thank you. In part four, I'm going to read something. I'm going to tell you about Frankie and her favourite movie. I'll read it twice. Listen and take notes on your paper. I'll then ask you these questions. Hi, everybody. My name is Frankie, and I am a great movie fan. I enjoy various kinds of films, but I'm especially keen on true stories. When there's a film I love, I can watch it again and again. Somehow, it never gets boring. One of these is a classic, Apollo 13. It tells the story of three astronauts and their space expedition to the moon, and it's based on the book that was written about it. Everything is going according to plan for them when suddenly a fire starts in their spaceship, which leaves them without enough air or electricity to complete the expedition. There's nothing they can do now but get back to Earth, but this proves extremely difficult as technical problems happen all the time. Will the three of them make it safely back? I suppose you know the ending, but believe me, the fast action and excellent acting will keep you excited all the way through the film. Now I'll read it again. Hi, everybody. My name is Frankie, and I am a great movie fan. I enjoy various kinds of films, but I'm especially keen on true stories. When there's a film I love, I can watch it again and again. Somehow, it never gets boring. One of these is a classic. Apollo 13. It tells the story of three astronauts and their space expedition to the moon, and it's based on the book that was written about it. Everything is going according to plan for them when suddenly a fire starts in their spaceship, which leaves them without enough air or electricity to complete the expedition. There's nothing they can do now but get back to Earth, but this proves extremely difficult as technical problems happen all the time. Will the three of them make it safely back? I suppose you know the ending, but believe me, the fast action and excellent acting will keep you excited all the way through the film. Now the questions. What kind of films does Frankie like best?
She like various kinds, true stories,
Okay. How many people are there on the spaceship?
Three people.
Thank you. What created the problems with the electricity and the air?
They have some problems all the time.
Thank you, Maya. Now you're going to talk on your own for 1.5 minutes. Your topic is your favourite film. You now have 30 seconds to write some notes to help you. You're going to talk about your favourite film. Okay, Maya, please start.
I like the film John Wick 3. It's action film with Keanu Reeves. He is a very good actor. This film is in New York. All the bads chase John Wick. They want to kill him because they will make a lot of money like this. John has a friend. The name is Sofia, and help him. She is beautiful too. John fight with the bad guys and wins many of them. But one guy shoot John in the end, but John don't die. Someone hide him and help him. At the end, John says that he is very angry with all these things. The story is continued, so now I wait for number 4.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you prefer watching films at home or going to the cinema?
At home. I like more. It's better.
How do you choose which movie to watch?
I talk with my friends about this.
Is there a kind of film that you don't like?
Horror films, maybe. I can't sleep.
Okay, thank you, Maya. That is the end of the exam.